Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Here is our first question. Bears coach Ben Johnson provided this update on cornerback Jalen Johnson's status to return from a groin injury earlier today.
I don't know. We'll see.
On a scale of 1 to 10, after hearing Ben Johnson, where is your level of confidence that we'll see Jalen return to the field on Sunday?
Okay, I fall for this hook, line, and sinker, which is the second time I've used that phrase today because I fell for Mark Potash's sneaky trick on April Fool's, telling everybody that he was going to be the Bears historian. But I'll do it again. I will do it again because that's how I felt last week when I saw him questionable on the injury report. I was like, he's back. And maybe I watched too much WWE, or maybe I think that the NFL script exists. I don't know. But if I was writing the plot for the NFL script, I would have brought Jalen Johnson back mid-game through the tunnel and played his music. That's how I'd have done it. So yeah, do I think he's back and Ben Johnson smiled and he smiled? Oh, it's on now.
No, what scale?
So what's your number?
Yeah, you got to give a number.
10.
Whoa!
Nah, it's really like an 8.5 Bears. On a scale of 1 to 10 Bears. Yeah, 8.5 Bears.
That's entirely too high, as Mark Grody so graciously pointed out prior to this particular
By the way, thanks for gifting me those Bears stickers, too. That's another thing I was gifted.
Oh, my God. You've gotten so many gifts.
I'm done with you.
I have. I'm done with me. Go ahead, Marshall.
Yeah, you're like a walking Christmas tree.
Don't give that man any more ornaments. He doesn't deserve them.
Ooh, I could use some ornaments. My Aunt Rhonda gets me Bears ornaments. Don't worry.
Rhonda.
Yeah, Rhonda's the best.
Layla says an 8.5 for Jalen Johnson being back on the field. I say a 2. Here's why I
say
a 2.
Quit being reasonable.
But no. It's not about being reasonable. It's about understanding that Jalen Johnson came back and got hurt again, and I don't want that to happen. So why don't you just take the extra 5 days and let him suit up on Black Friday, a much more important game, in my opinion.
He's like,
because it's a conference game.
He's like, yeah, the muscle ripped off my body. I'm cool. I'll get back out there. No.
But so, yeah, it's a 2 for me because I'd honestly, if he's not 110%, I don't want to see him out there.
I'm 3.5.
God, you guys.
I'm sorry, Layla. I want to play your reindeer games, but I can't right now because of the too soon return. It just makes more sense to not have this guy play and then have to get ready for another big game. You could even argue that it's an even bigger game than this game.
It's not an argument. It's a straight up tiebreaker NFC. When you're talking about a team that's viable for the one seed in the conference.
Oh my God.
You got to win the head. What? I'm
now
sorry.
Now who's unreasonable?
Whoa, hold on. Hold up. If they win, you think they're going to win? All right, we'll do predictions later. But if they win this week and they beat the Eagles, they have the head-to-head tiebreaker, and they're a game ahead of the Eagles in the standings.
It's in Philly. Vic Fangio is going to make people cry.
So that's why you need Jalen Johnson, a completely healthy and rested Jalen Johnson, not a quick turnaround Jalen Johnson off his first game since the beginning of the year.
That is Aaron Rodgers!
And also Ben Johnson saying, I don't know, we'll see. That sounds like gamesmanship. That sounds like he's not playing,
exactly.
And we're not going to tell you because why would we tell you right now?
That's what they did last week too, and I loved it. I love the level of like petty detail.
He'll be out by shortly after this time tomorrow.
And here is one other thing we have not spoken about: the possibility of, and that is, Jalen Johnson plays, but in a limited capacity, as in They put him in for a series. And this is just sort of like peripheral thought process here, that you ease him in and you let him. I mean, he's a full participant in practice. So that's why we're moving the goalposts just a little bit. And that's why I have a 3.5, but I don't rule out that possibility as well.
I didn't take limited snaps into consideration, but based on what you're saying, he could play a few series and still be rested enough to play on a Friday. You know what? I'm going to up mine.
I'm going to
go from a 2 to a 3.
I'm an influencer.
To a 3. Not an 8.5. Just a 3, Layla. Just a 3.
I just like the idea of it all. I like a little drama like that.
I love when you go 10, Layla. That was good. You win. You win the first question.
I like the reckless abandon of the storyline.
Number 2.
Which Bears player other than quarterback Caleb Williams needs to have a big game to ensure a win over the Steelers on Sunday?
Oh, man. I'm going to ponder this. I go first too many times. I pick Grody.
Oh, okay. Which player on the Bears, other than Caleb Williams, has to come up with a big game in this one? I am going to go. Are you ready for this, guys? I am going to go with Colston Loveland. Colston Loveland. You don't like that? Oh, did you want to go first?
No, go.
Marshall, I'm sorry.
Go.
Did you want to go first?
Go.
I said who's going.
I can react. Go.
I think... I just feel like Colston Loveland is going to have a big game in this one. I really do. Like, I think that there are some things that the tight end can exploit in the Steelers defense. I also think he had a big catch last week, Colston Loveland did, but it didn't really lead to anything. And I think we all want to, and I think that the Bears want to see more explosives from this man, Colston Loveland.
Well, I was going to say Tremaine Edmonds, but he's not playing. I was going to say T.J. Edwards, but he's not playing. I was going to say Noah Sewell, but I don't think he's playing either. It's Ruben Hippolyte. That's the answer.
What?
He needs to have a big game. If he has a bad game and they get exposed in the linebacking core, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day, and Colston Loveland isn't going to be the answer to that problem. They got to have a big game out of whoever is lining up in linebacker. And
DeMarco Jackson might be the guy that
he might be, but at least Ruben Hippolyte, he's got that fourth-round pedigree. Supposed to be able to do something.
He's got the fourth round paycheck.
Fast as hell, yo.
Yeah, I heard he was fast.
He's been fast.
Can you catch someone and then tackle him? That's what I need to know. Can you keep up with Darnell Washington or Jonnu Smith or Pat Freiermuth in coverage? That's what I need to know.
The way Tyreek Stevenson described him dragging you once you wrap up.
He said, you dive, he jumps.
It's funny.
Really is funny.
The way he illustrated it was a storyteller.
Screw technique. You got to do what you got. It's survival out there.
Yeah, I can't be seeing any upper back tackles out of the Bears defense this week.
I can't be seeing
the ricochet tackles. Like, that's not going to do anything when everybody's bigger.
The reason I made the face mark is because I can't believe you picked someone on offense knowing how dire the situation is going to be against your guy, Aaron Rodgers.
I see what you're saying. To pick now. But really quick, I would just say to wrap it up, I think I was thinking more along the lines of, I think Colston Loveland is going to have a big game. Maybe not in the spirit of the question was which he needs to have. So maybe I'll rethink it. But Layla, please.
Montez Sweat.
Sweaty.
Let's go, Cook. I'm going to need that pass rush to step up because you know that the linebackers behind you are not your usual crew. So if that's the case and you really want to avenge one for Bears fans who could be facing Aaron Rodgers, the nemesis, for the last time, I'm going to need somebody to sack someone.
Okay, I'm going to go with Darnell Wright.
Ooh.
Is there anybody that needs to have a bigger game? Because guess who's coming at him? TJ freaking Watts.
The answer is yes. His name is Theo Benedett, but keep going.
Theo Benedett, too. I mean, like we talked about with Herbig and Highsmith and Watt and even their nose tackle, they're bringing a lot of pressure. But I will go specifically with Darnell Wright because I think he'll be matched up on TJ Watt.
I think they're going to design.
We named a lot of Bears, guys.
A lot of Bears need to step up.
Third question here on Raheem Harrison, G-Unit. If the Bears get you 8 wins after a win over the Steelers, are you confident saying that there'll be a lock for a playoff spot? So once again, if the Bears win this weekend, are you confident saying that they are a lock for the playoffs?
I think so because of what we just talked about in the NFC. There is a ton of parity this year in the NFL. Look no further than your own division. 15 wins is not going to win the division this year. It's just not that kind of league. It's not that kind of division. We just mentioned the news about Sam LaPorta. Adam Schefter reporting he's likely out for the rest of the season. And when you consider the football that the Bears have left, we know this is the hard part of their schedule. But I like their chances when they see Green Bay twice coming up, for example. That puts them at 9. That'll get you there. One more win, and I think you usually beat a team that somebody's going to expect you to lose against. It's a tall task when you consider Eagles, Packers, Browns, Packers, 49ers, Lions. But all you need is one of those. Yeah, Browns, obviously. But all you need is one of those others. You know, you like your chances at least for one of the two against the Packers. So after that, yeah, that'll get you there for sure.
I am not on board with saying it will be a lock if they get a win. I need them to get to 10 before I say it's a lock. I need to see it happen on the field. You won't hear me saying that. I think they're in the running for a playoff spot. I think they're in the running to win the NFC North. I think they're in the running for the one seed in the NFC. I think that's a real thing. But I do need to see them continue to just pile up the wins.
Crazy things happen in the NFL. There's no doubt about it. And we haven't even begun this mini gauntlet that we've been talking about. So it is a tough call. But I'll say yes. I'll say yes because I'm pretty close to being there right now. So an 8th win against 3 losses. Again, as Layla pointed out in the beginning, we discussed earlier. And in Potash, Mr. Sunshine even brought up the fact that the parity is more parodious than ever. Is that the right way
parody
to say it?
Parody-E
than ever.
It's a word.
Right
look
now.
It up.
Like, there's just not a lot of teams that you look at in the NFC and you're like, oh, yeah, that team is way better than the Bears. I mean, even if you're just looking record-wise, because that will continue to expand, hopefully, for the Bears. So I do think, and it's daring, I do think the Bears are a playoff team if they win this game against the Steelers. 8-3. Yeah.
A lot of people on the Twitch chat saying defensive players' names, too. And this is a good analogy, a rusty lock from Spam Killer 500. We'd need a little more to make it for sure. Okay, a rusty lock is a start.
Old rusty lock used to play for the Bears.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Locker room favorite.
Yeah, he was.
The Bulls' next 8 opponents are the Heat, Wizards, Pelicans, Hornets, Pacers, Magic, Nets, and Pacers. What will their record be over the next 8 games?
Listen, buckle up. At least 6-2. And I know that sounds very ambitious when I say that. At least 6-2. I think the restrictions on Kobe White are about to release. Let's say they lose tonight against the Miami Heat.
Are you saying they're going to unlock Kobe White?
Hopefully. He's partially unlocked now. But
unlock me!
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. Mark Grody likes to say unlock
me. Layla cued me. Like
switch the samples.
If we're going to give him all these gifts, he might as well do something.
He might as well. Yeah, he might as well be a valuable member of the show. I agree with you on that. But so they play the Heat tonight, and the Heat are 9-6, a half a game ahead of the Bulls. After that, this schedule, the Wizards, 1 win.
Wizard!
The Pelicans, 2 wins.
Wizzy!
The Hornets, 4 wins.
And a different head coach than the one they started the year with.
The Pacers, 2 wins. Orlando, that's a challenge, 9-7, but you've already beaten the Magic without Kobe White.
I'm sorry I doubted you then.
Brooklyn Nets, 2 wins. And then the Pacers, again, I'll remind you, they have two wins. Get fat off the bad people.
6-2?
6-2, at least, at the minimum.
Layla, what have ye?
Well, frankly, I have a bad feeling because of Miami the last time the Bulls saw them.
Yeah, they'll lose tonight.
It's always a bad vibe.
Like, it just was gross and bad and sad. And the worst part of it was that we all went to the game before that against Miami. We're like, game of the year. Like, we were so hyped. We took pictures at half court.
And what did they do in that game?
We waited in line. We wore our Bulls hoodies, our best Bulls hoodies. And you know what? Unfortunately, it didn't work out. We walked to the United Center. Guys, we were so fired up. We walked 3 miles.
Tags, man.
It was a lovely day, and we were so happy because the Bulls won that game. We were like, yeah, play-in's going to be different, and then it was not. It was not different at all, and I hated it. So probably not Miami, but the rest of them, he's right. These are very winnable games for the Bulls. I'm sorry I doubted you against Orlando. I'm sorry.
These are winnable games. So where are you?
So I think at least, like, it's either probably 6-2 or 5-3 is how I feel about it. So maybe because, you know, you're seeing the Pacers twice in that span, kind of like I did with the math with the Packers, you know, maybe that's a split then.
Yeah, 2-13 Pacers split with them. Then you don't deserve to go to the playoffs.
I mean, it's a Rick Carlisle coach team. You know, it's still, the league will even out eventually. And I know that they don't have Hallie and it's a different deal, but still. So I'm allowing a little bit of variable there. Are you going to be okay on Monday when you have to talk about the Bulls facing a team who they could have done business with?
No, I'm not going to be okay. And we know I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to bring it up in perpetuity until I'm just never not going to not bring it up. Especially
Fair
if
enough.
Derek Queen ends up being like rookie of the year or something.
I love it when you get all excited about the Bulls and basketball. But guess what? I'm with you. 6-2. 6-2. I'll see the rest of my time here because I've just got an updated text from my Aunt Rhonda who listens. Let me just tell you.
Rhonda.
Rhonda is the most diehard of diehard sport. Like she watches Bears games. Like she locks the doors, watches them and yells and plays along. Mark Edward Grody, she texts to me.
Oh, no. Not the middle name.
This is trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Edward Grody. Snappy is his not one of the seven dwarfs. Please remember that. Also, as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, I want him to be sacked at least 10 times. That will help make up for his comments about, quote, I own this town. Love you.
I like the love.
Rhonda knows what's up.
Trust me, Rhonda knows what's up. Like, she is intensely Bears.
Number five.
Last question, 2-minute drill here on Five on It. Thanksgiving's next week. Means Thanksgiving meal is happening. Which is the worst of the Thanksgiving side dishes?
People are going to say cranberry sauce in a can, but I love it. I love how tart it is. I like it. I am a child of the 80s and overprocessed food, so canned cranberry sauce is not my pick. I think it's when people don't know how to make Brussels sprouts right, and then they end up smelling bad. Your Brussels sprouts are in style, but you've got to understand how to properly either roast them so the texture's right, or properly prepare them so they don't smell like feet. So just make sure that you've got a decent Brussels sprouts recipe. Don't be winging it over here. Know your food combinations and your flavor combinations. So that's my vote.
I'm going to go with squash.
Just squash.
I don't care how you prepare it, really. I mean, I've had squash that tasted decent, but like, why are you taking up room on my plate with something that I do not desire?
Fiber.
Thanksgiving. I can get fiber from other things from the Thanksgiving spread.
Sweet potatoes, maybe.
Yeah, there's so many options because there's a lot of vegetables.
The marshmallows
on the table.
On top. Science but says they have it.
The squash is going to be my pick.
I don't like sweet potatoes. And Layla just, you know, you said it preemptively, but I don't like cranberries in any form. I don't like that form of sweet.
They're so tart.
Not a little ocean spray though. A little mix.
Negative.
Little
negative.
Cran apple.
I have tried to like them in all different forms, and I have tried them a little bit. It's just they keep that off of my plate. Keep that off. Oh, the rest, like I said, sweet potatoes. Other than that, I'm good with all of it.
Hawk on the text line says I'm flat out wrong. Hawk, I saw you yesterday. You came out. You came out to Oak Forest and hung out with us. It should be a really cute picture of Pork Chop, your dog. How dare you?
Mashed turnips.
I love the idea.
Mashed turnips.
That sounds awful.
Who makes that?
Mashed turnips?
What are you guys talking about over here? False potatoes.
Don't want to be at that dinner table.
Is that some sort of like a keto thing? I need more details.
Keto.
I'm not with it.
Stuffing can also turn out bad. Sometimes people don't make stuffing right.
That's why you don't make stuffing. You make dressing.
Exactly. I do make dressing with real cornbread.
Yeah.
Somebody says, can tell when people lie.
The turkey is the worst side dish, according to the 7th century.
I'm with that. Turkey, I can do sides over turkey.
Nah. Should have called Second City Prime to get your turkey.
Got to have the protein, Marshall. Come on, man.
Five on is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Coming up next, we continue with our redheaded Bears Reporter Friday. Kevin Fishbane. We'll ask him about Ben Johnson's comments, see what he thinks, and this injury report that is ever evolving. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.